This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp scored a $76 million opening weekend from 4,200 screens. The 20th Marvel film starring Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly tracked in line with Disney's projections in the $70 to $85 million range. The fourth weekend of Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2 came in second at $30 million. Jurassic Park, it was third. Wah, wah. LeBron James is in talks to star in a comedy he and his partners just sold to Paramount. He and writer Steve Mallory have been developing the film for several months, with James producing the film. This would mark James's second big screen role. He previously played himself in Trainwreck. And LeBron just signed a $154 million contract to join the LA Lakers. Not too shabby. Selena Gomez doesn't care about her ex-boyfriend Justin Bieber's quick engagement to Hailey Baldwin. A spokesperson for Gomez said, quote, "Selena does not care. She's over Justin, and the last time they broke up allowed her to get over him fully," unquote. Bieber proposed to the model in front of a crowd at a resort in the Bahamas. Huh, will Hailey be a believer in 6 months? Tiffany Haddish, you've just won a brand new car! That's what director Tyler Perry did for the actress who stars in his upcoming film, Nobody's Fool. Haddish shared the surprise on Instagram, posting, quote, "So I got this message from my friend and big brother, Tyler Perry. I tell you, I cried so hard, I almost couldn't believe it," unquote. By the way, it was a Tesla. Very nice. Cardi B and Offset had their baby, and they named her Culture Kiari Cephas. Meanwhile, Cardi B filed a $15 million lawsuit against her former manager, Clenard Shaft Raphael. She first hired him as a manager in 2014. This is the first child for Cardi B and the fourth for Offset, who has three children from previous relationships. Man, that's a lot of baby mamas. Sheesh. A second suspect in the fatal shooting of rapper XXXTentacion has been arrested. Michael Boatwright, 22, was arrested on unrelated drug charges, and then the next day, surprise, detectives served him with an arrest warrant for first-degree murder. Detectives are still seeking 22-year-old Robert Allen, who's listed as a person of interest in the shooting of the rapper. Not sad. Last week, it was reported WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair was headed back under the knife for an operation to reverse one of the procedures he underwent during his health scare back in August of 2017. Now the surgery is over. It reversed an ileostomy, closed the stoma, and eliminated any need for external waste drainage. Yikes, nothing worse than a Ric Flair drip. Panic at the Disco's Brendan Urie has dropped a bombshell about his sexuality. The I Write Sins Not Tragedy singer came out as pansexual. Brendan said, quote, "I'm married to a woman and I'm very much in love with her, but I'm not opposed to a man because to me, I like a person," unquote. Urie previously referred to his sexuality as fluid, you know, as in bodily. Chris Brown just bought a $350,000 bulletproof SUV. It can withstand multiple rounds from automatic weapons. Brown's customized vehicle boasts military features, including smoke screens and thermal night vision. It has electric door handles to shock approaching intruders and even deployable defensive spike strips. Brown better not try that on the cops. 20-year-old Modern Family co-star Ariel Winter will not be posting on her Twitter account anytime soon. Ariel's publicist said, quote, "Ariel's taking a break from Twitter from engaging with commenters because of the constant negativity she experiences. She needs a moment to breathe and enjoy herself without judgment," unquote. Yep, we need a break from her, too. Idiot. If you watch Jay-Z and Beyonce's music video for their single Ape Shit, you notice it was shot at Paris's Louvre Museum, home of the Mona Lisa and other works of art. Well, the museum saw an opportunity to reach more millennials and have begun to offer Bey and Jay-inspired tours through its galleries. Will they actually notice the art, or will their faces be buried in their phones? After 5 years of dating, Twilight actress Ashley Greene and Australian TV personality Paul Khoury exchanged wedding vows they wrote themselves in a forest outside San Jose, California. Among the more than 100 guests at the lavishly catered event were Robert Pattinson, Aaron Paul and his wife Lauren, Josh Duhamel, and assorted vampires. Bloody Marys, no doubt, were also in abundance. Jamie Foxx won't be facing charges for allegedly slapping a woman in the face with his, The 3-year statute of limitations has expired. The woman said she was hit in the face with his in 2002 after refusing to perform oral sex on the Oscar winner. She went to a hospital the following day for a panic attack. You know, you can't make this shit up. Yes, you can. Singer-songwriter Halsey cried on stage during a Michigan concert as she performed Him and I, a ballad she previously sang with her ex-boyfriend G-Eazy. It was the first time she sang publicly since they split up after a year of dating. G-Eazy said last week he and Halsey were working on new music when they ended their romance. Okay, didn't want to tell you I told you so, but I told you so. The Trash Bin. Young Thug's list of legal problems piled up while he sat in a jail cell because he's now facing 2 more felonies on top of a weed possession charge. The rapper was arrested in Georgia because his Maybach had tinted windows. The cops smelled marijuana and found drugs, 2 guns, and almost $50,000 in cash. Yikes. Well, if he sits in jail too long, he'll be known as Old Thug.
The news wrap-up.
Tesla has ditched reservations, opening up Model 3 car sales to all customers in North America. Samsung has opened the world's largest phone factory in India, a $720 million investment. Sony is blocking PlayStation gamers from playing Fortnite against other console users, and it's likely to hurt the company's bottom line. Microsoft has unveiled a lighter Surface Go tablet to take on iPads and Chromebooks. Yep, good luck with that.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Drake Scorpion is the number one album for a second week.
The number one app.
Heads Up remains the number one app in the USA.
The number one book.
The President Is Missing by Bill Clinton and James Patterson is number one for a 5th week.
Drake initially gained recognition as an actor on the TV series Degrassi: The Next Generation in the early 2000s. He left the show in 2007 because he was determined to become a rapper. After releasing a few mixtapes, he signed with Lil Wayne's Young Money Entertainment in 2009. His debut album, Thank Me Later, was an instant smash, debuting at number one on the US charts, and it became a million seller. Fast forward, Drake was the top-selling recording artist in the world in 2016 and 2017. Now, with the release of his latest album, Scorpion, he's generated the most streams ever. Here's Drake with the song of the week, In My Feelings.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when it's stopping. And when you get the, I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many.
Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Kiki,
was Drake with the song of the week, In My Feelings. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpin. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.